This is the Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Podcast. The One Ring, the Darkening of Mirkwood campaign. Session 7, the Easterly Inn.
Alright, my name's Brian, I'm the Lore Master. Welcome back to the One Ring, the Darkening of Mirkwood. Why don't the massive amount of players we have at the table introduce yourselves and your characters?
I am the Boar Slayer. I'm Mike. I am not the Boar Slayer, but my character is. I'm a Woodman of Wilterland, and yeah.
Alright, I am Nick. I am playing Denethor Lightbow, an elf of Mirkwood.
May it go on. All right, we are entering a fellowship phase to complete the year 2947, Third Age of Middle-earth. The company has disbanded and returned to their homes for the winter season to improve themselves through quiet reflection and meditation and what else. Do you guys want to do one at a time, or do you guys want to bounce back and forth like a fiasco?
Let's bounce it.
Okay. So, this part of the story, as you recall. So, let's pass the narrative control of the game to the Fellowship. And who would like to go first and describe something that happens to them in the winter of 2947?
Alright. Well, the first thing Denethor does upon visiting Mirkwood again is to spend some time with his family, his father and his son, bond a little bit. They have an enjoyable day, a couple of days hunting, fishing, slaughtering orcs, the usual things.
Yes, you do.
After that, he goes and realizes that his adventuring would probably be more profitable had he somebody else to kind of give him direction and possibly reward him for his efforts, so he decides to find a patron.
All right. Yeah, you can just do that. So, who would you like to have as your patron? Your father? Genesis Shortbow?
It's an option.
Mechanics would be.
Although, since my character is, you know, almost pushing 500, yeah. It might be slightly better if he gets out of the wet, out of the nest, and actually strikes out on his own.
Yeah. So what did you have in mind, sir?
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure what my options are.
Well, if you're in the woodland around, it would be King Thranduil.
Okay.
Give me a courtesy. I know I said you could do it automatically, but
that's unfortunate.
You got a pretty low TM because you're spending the whole season there, but you'd have to get an audience at some point.
10.
That's enough. All right. You have gained King Thranduil as a patron. He accepts your service. You obtained a minor benefit, Stealth of the Woodlands. When rolling stealth to ambush foes, roll the feat die twice and take the highest result to determine whether your character successfully ambushes them. What of the Boar Slayer?
The Boar Slayer is going to spend the winter in Roskabel, and with his ill-gotten gains from the trove of the cave troll, he's going to bring that to the treasury of Roskabel and... I don't know quite the right way to... Mechanically, he's going to raise his standing to 1. But okay. I'm trying to think of a good...
You provide boons for your people and provide supplies for the people.
Right.
These harsh winter months.
You buy lots of rounds.
Right. Well, I think among the woodmen, you know, you become... the way of becoming... Gaining respect in that community is by becoming a provider. You know, it's a disgrace to let your people go hungry in the winter, so...
Depending on the traditions of a culture, standing may translate to admiration, acclaim, or simple respectability. So you're definitely getting more notice from your deeds and having met people and been a messenger, and now you're putting some of your windfalls, mm-hmm. putting some of your windfalls to the benefit of the community.
Right.
And this is definitely increasing your perception amongst the common people.
Yeah.
Denethor, let's flash back to the woodland realm.
Denethor will be spending the remainder of his time in contemplation and creative endeavors, attempting to craft a song to drive away some of the shadows from his heart.
Okay. Healing corrupt?
Yes. Okay.
Craft or song with a target number of 14.
Unfortunately, Denethor is apparently not fleet of tongue at all. He gets a whopping 9 on his roll.
You can spend hope. You can spend one hope to reduce your shadow by 2.
Yeah, let's do that. Despite his poor skills at songwriting, Denethor feels lightened by being around all of his friends and family for a delightful season.
He really puts his heart into it, the poetry.
He does.
Throws in a couple extra.
He was channeling Carl Huffington, but it just didn't quite work.
All right.
The Boar Slayer goes to see Old Wolf Tongue, the blacksmith and armorer of Roscabel, to get a keen edge put on his bearded axe.
Okay.
And, you know, get it a bit of a shave. And, because it's a bearded axe.
Oh, I get it. No. Wow.
Okay. You know, so they're in the smithy and kind of talking. You know, Old Wolf Tongue is kind of looking at it, you know, oh, you got a nice nick here. What's that from? And it's, you know, so he tells the story about battling the troll and, you know, the run-ins with the Adder cops and the different kinds of situations that he's been in. And, you know, like it happens when guys start talking shop, you know, it turns quickly into a demonstration of, you know, Old Wolf Tongue is like, well, so you used a low sweeping blow for that. He's like, well, no, I just, you know, overhand chop every time like that. And he's like, no, let me show you. And so this turns into a training montage. Wolf Tongue shows him a bunch of moves and techniques for, you know, underhand blows and backhand blows and over-the-shoulder blows. And
Body blow.
Uppercut.
Get up.
And how to use the beard to, like, disarm and, you know, pull an opponent, get it behind their neck, and pull them, and do all these things. So there's a... he spends several months training with Old Wolf Tongue and gains a dot in Bearded Axe, and that's what I'm spending my 6 available XP on.
Okay.
Is going up to 3 dots in Bearded Axe.
All right, Denethor.
All right. Having endured quite a few hardships on the road over this past season, Denethor decides to take some time and reflect over what he could have done better while he was traipsing merrily along the roads to make the journey go more smoothly and to and to reduce some of the wear and tear that he encountered. Towards that end, then he also decides to, as all good scholars do, read a book on how to travel, because that makes sense.
Fodor's Guide to Middle Earth.
Yes. There and back again. So,
check your guide tomorrow.
Turns out one does not simply walk in. As a result of this, he increases his travel rating from 1 pip to 2 pips. And that is what he uses his achievement points on.
Okay. Boar Slayer, what else you got?
Continuing the tale of his time with Wolf Tongue. You know, Wolf Tongue is actually kind of a salty old warrior that has seen a lot of different scrapes and has
kind of a warrior?
Salty!
Okay.
Has been in a lot of different scrapes and situations until, you know, he finally retired to just run the smithy more or less.
He's old for a woodman, so that means what?
He's
34?
Like, yeah, 45 maybe. Okay. Yeah. You know, after the martial training during the day, they would, of course, go to the drinking longhouse, the men's longhouse, at night, and Wolf Tongue would tell him tales of battle, and Boar Slayer kind of manages to soak up some wisdom from that. So he's spending his AP to gain a dot in battle.
Denethor, you got anything else?
I believe Denethor is tapped up for the winter.
Okay.
So yeah, my second undertaking is finally, toward the end of the winter, Wolf Tongue kind of says, well, you know, if you're going to be a hero, all the heroes among the woodmen go and visit the Kingstone. That's up there. It's a great pillar overlooking the Vale of Anduin. You have to hike out there, and, you know, he kind of gives directions. And so Boarslayer goes out there and finds it, sees this great pillar looking over the Vale, and atop of it is a skull of a dragon's head, like a great skull. And it's almost worn shiny in one spot from Woodman visiting it. And he climbs up it and touches it with his axe hand in the prescribed manner and reflects on the tales of the other heroes of the Woodmen.
So ends the year 2947. Oh, shoot. It's a good year on the whole for the free peoples of Middle-earth. In the north, the Eld savor again the joy of living under the dark boughs of the forest. You do hear a rumor in your time in the King's Halls of trespassers from Dale who have been entering the woodland realm to cut down trees, including some silver beeches that are especially beloved of the elves.
Those villainous humans, how dare they?
How dare they, indeed. You hear some rumors while you are in Roskabel, of course, of the settlers in Eastbite, also of a strange, wretched shadow that seems to be preying on the farms now and then, and the occasional cow will turn up dead, or some chickens will turn up missing.
Not those goblins again.
No, it's strange. There seems to be a very skulky sort of thing about, and there's sort of a rumor being passed around of the white ghost of Mirkwood that's preying on farmers, but seems to skulk away when they come near. So, the Grey Wanderer travels across Wilderland, visits the courts of elves, dwarves, and men, and is generally received with honor and little suspicion. But he is coming and going these days, conferring about. You had agreed to meet the following spring at the Eastbury Inn.
Sure, they have great pancakes.
Wouldn't we have kind of traveled past that on our trip? Because didn't we take that river?
Yeah, you didn't encounter it exactly, but you bypassed it.
Right, but we would have gone through the general area.
Yeah.
We would have seen the Burma shave signs.
No, I mean, I know you heard of it because I had a conversation with you guys about it.
Feeling hungry? Like pancakes? The Easterly Inn has what it takes.
It's run by the Brandy Book Brothers.
Oh, yeah, so we heard of it.
Yes.
Kind of, or at least that there was a halfling up there running an inn.
Situated on a little brook that flows out of Mirkwood towards the Great River, approximately 20 miles south of where the forest gate opens along the eaves of the Wildwood. A small stone bridge arches over the babbling waters, and just beyond that stands the inn. A small but comfortable wooden inn.
So I duck low to get through the doorway. Sit in the tiny, tiny chair.
There's a common room, small but comfortable wooden and containing a common room, a few guest rooms for big folk, some outbuildings and stables, and a hobbit hole beneath where the family that runs it lives. You've heard some good things about it in your travels, and it's like that, a central location. We'll say Bran, son of Gorm, arrives too, because it might be useful for me to have him standing around staring at the wall later. And you regale each other with tales of your winter deeds.
Hail, Denethor. It's good to see you again.
Hey, Boarslayer. How went your winter?
My winter was fine. I barely starved at all and spent most of the winter drinking with a smelly old man.
Wow, excellent. That sounds like a grand old time.
It was very good.
He made a poem. So you guys just happen to bump into each other as you're both walking up to the inn at the exact same time. How is that for timing?
It's just a sign of our innate companionship ability.
Indeed.
Clearly meant to travel together.
Well, and we had a Facebook event.
That's true.
It's 5 o'clock. Fellowship is focused.
May 23rd, 4 p.m., Easterly Inn. I'm here.
The lights of the Easterly Inn shine with a warm, welcoming light in the gloom as you approach. The dusk air has a chill in it that heralds the changing of the seasons. A dog strolls out of the twilight to sniff your hands to see if you're worth barking. Assuming you go inside, the inn is half full. At one table there are a trio of big, burly gentlemen with great tankards of ale and a big plate of sausage rolls. another table, a hobbit innkeeper seems to be talking to some dwarf travelers, and he leaps up and greets you as you enter.
Hello, travelers! Would you come in and care for some repasts and such things?
Yes, those sausage rolls look delicious.
Dry your mucklocks by the fire.
Thank you.
All right.
Are you, Mr. Brandybuck?
Yes.
Oh, wait, we've,
heard... Call me Doty.
Doty.
Yes.
Heard great things about you and your fine establishment.
Okay. So you guys can come in and make yourselves at home. Is there anything particular you want to do while you're settling in?
Anybody who looks shifty or shady at all?
Define shifty or shady. Here are dwarves.
No, that's true. I will take the farthest table I can from the dwarves.
Okay.
And sit so I can watch them.
Master Elf, we like your ring. It looks like good make for one of your sort to be wearing.
Indeed. I've decided to call it Misidar Ingar. It's an excellent piece of work.
I'm working on that Israeli accent, but I need more time. And what are you, Master Smelly? I mean, Master Woodman.
Oh, well, let me tell you the story of how we came across that ring. And I'm going to, I think, use awe.
Okay.
To tell the exciting tale of our encounter with the cave troll.
Can I use song or something to assist?
You can use song separately.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go for it.
I don't tell the tale very well at all.
I beat, like, some spiders, and there was, like, a troll, but it wasn't really a troll.
It was, like, a small troll, but not really small.
The dwarves are like, okay.
Let me sing you the terrible song I wrote last winter. Huff the magic dragon.
This is the song that never ends.
The Bjorn goes on
and on, my friend.
That's a very good song, maestro.
Some people started singing it.
Don't overdo it, though, or, you know, you'd be...
Not knowing what it was.
More likely to have it stolen and infringed upon, trademark-wise.
And they'll continue singing it.
Well, open yourself to an actionable situation, son. You could also use riddle or courtesy to try to mingle and gather rumors or gossip or...
Well, these guys that were drinking and eating the sausage rolls.
Yeah.
Just because it's the polite thing to do all by them around and, you know, well-met fellows. Do they look like Bjornings?
Yes, they are.
Oh.
They do.
So, yeah, what tales from Bjorn's land?
Give me a riddle or courtesy.
I think just courtesy can be very open and straightforward with them. Gandalf.
Things are good. We've had bountiful harvests, and the Bjornings have been keeping watch on the lands, although there have been more orcish raids that they've been fighting off, but not without much difficulty, you know how it is. Our main trouble here is in the inn, of course. Four hard, fierce men, forged by long years of battling for survival in the woods, and Agatha here insists that we use napkins. Have you heard of such a thing? Honestly.
I thought that's what beards were for.
I quietly dab my face with my napkin.
Do you want to make a roll? Courtesy or riddle, too?
I will attempt a courtesy roll.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, the dwarves here, the Bjornings, talk of orcish raids, and they say,
yes, 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 we just came down from the high path. We crossed over the mountains from the west. The orcs are creeping south once more from their fortresses under Mount Graham and Mount Gundabad. Travelers in the High Pass are once again under the threat of their attacks. Something will have to be done about the matter. I wonder if King Dane or one of the other rulers of the North might act soon. The victory won in the Battle of the Five Armies should not be thrown away through lack of vigilance.
Oh, indeed. I agree.
Absolutely.
Another more cynical dwarf argues that the Misty Mountains are far away from Dale and that this new era of prosperity and brotherhood will soon wither away and the free peoples will once again grow suspicious and insular. Do you want to give me an insight, Master Elf?
I would love to give you an insight. Perhaps even using a different set of dice that maybe don't suck horribly.
That'd be a nice thing.
Right?
I'm surprised you didn't try that at the beginning of the session. But...
And that would be a 9 insight.
All right.
Yep. So you guys are drinking it up.
You sent a messenger to King Dane.
Oh, we're on our way to the kingdom under the mountain now, so surely we'll bring word with our ravens.
And oh, okay. Not.
So as you are doing so, the innkeeper, he comes over kind of sheepishly.
Well met, travelers. Master Elf, may I inquire, who you gentlemen are, and Master Elf, are you by any chance from the homely house of Rivendell?
Unfortunately, good Sir Doty, I am not. I hail from the Hall of the Elven King in Mirkwood.
The Woodland Realm.
The Woodland Realm.
Alright, we are going to enter into a counter. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves individually, or have one of you speak for the group?
Let's go individually, I guess.
Sure. Okay. This is not going to be a terribly difficult encounter. You can use either awe or courtesy to introduce yourself. He's brought a tray of drinks from the cellar with a glass of fine wine and a mug of good mead. Wow. You get excited because you see that and then you think, oh, no.
Okay. Right.
I'm Borslayer, a woodman of Wonderland. What do you want? 9.
Okay. What happens if no one in the party introduces themselves?
I don't know. I got a whopping 9 with an Eye of Sauron. Right. Or an 8 with an Eye of Sauron.
We'll continue as though you have both introduced yourselves, but I will lower the tolerance for the encounter.
Okay.
As we discussed what tolerance was.
I'm an elf. You are a filthy. Stay away from me.
Hairy foot.
You know they make shoes, right?
I met a hobbit who's quite fond of them, actually. And what business has, if I may be so old as to inquire, has brought you to visit our humble little inn here?
Why, the pancakes, of course. Yeah, we've heard about them from miles around.
The pancakes were quite good, and we came to meet each other after a long winter, because we are friends and boon companions who are hungry for pancakes, quite honestly.
You want to give me another courtesy? Wow.
I hear you make them out of dirt.
Wow.
I have an 8 with a great success. May I spend some hope on this? I feel like we should actually win one of these eventually.
You may.
This is courtesy?
Sure. You can use any skills you guys want. If you guys can think of some reason to make a roll, jump in.
I have 3 in axe.
Very well. Let me tell you some of the brief history of the Easterly Inn.
Please do, good sir.
My brother, Dindy, Dinodas, Brandy Buck and myself, had dinner last year with our great business partner and chief investor. You may have heard of him, Mr. Bilbo Baggins of the Shire.
Oh, indeed.
I've heard
indeed.
The name, yeah.
Yes. Well, we were telling stories, and one thing led to another, and there was wine. And
as all good stories start.
Yes. Of course, once it came to pass, none of us could quite remember how, but after a good deal of wine, we formed a curious plan. Since a new era of peace and prosperity has fallen on the north, there's so much more traffic on the forest road than before, thanks to the watchful eyes of the Bjorning folk and the guys at the next and the revived Kingdom of Dale. The travelers and merchants, of course, need somewhere to stay along the road, so that was our plan, to build and run an inn on the road between the old ford and the forest gate. And we're so close to Bjorn's Hall, no evil thing dared to go. Bilbo gave us an investment and several letters of introduction to various dignitaries and persons of importance. And we set off and founded the inn here, as you can see.
And it's a humdinger.
Roll something.
I'm going to use travel to mention how this is clearly the best inn I've ever come across in my travels.
Okay.
Because I at least have 2 dots in that. 13 with a great success.
Okay. Technically, it's only the second inn you've encountered in your travels, and the first
one. I don't have to mention that.
Being sacked by orcs shortly before you got there.
It's Still an improvement.
Clearly the best.
You made a roll.
Woohoo. I will, I think, just use courtesy again to try to make up for my earlier boorish behavior. The joke about the pancakes was a flop. So just trying to steer into a new subject, I'll say, well, you know, a friend of ours, Carl Huffington, have you heard of him? He was quite eager to come up here and visit.
Oh, we know those Huffingtons.
So 14, great success.
Yes, he's he was a bit of a black sheep, that one.
Well, he had this thing about shoes.
Yes.
But he's all settled now in the East Bight in Woodmanland.
That's good. His old gaffer will be glad to hear it.
Princessing with a cobbler and learning how to make boots. And
good solid work. He's getting a good 10 meals a day at least. So he's doing well for himself.
Yeah.
Very well. Well, I wonder if I could speak to you about a matter of some delicacy. Not the food, although you can have more sausages if you choose.
They're really good.
A delicate matter. You see, only me here, of course. My brother returned to the Shire some months ago. He went west. He sent word saying that he had arrived and was gathering supplies for the long journey east. But since then I've heard nothing at all, and he should have returned by now. This news of the orcs in the High Pass is certainly troubling. Are any of you planning on traveling west? I was hoping, Master Elf, that if you had been from Rivendell, you might have some news, or had perhaps met him or met a caravan along the way. But I despair that if your business does not take you that way, I will not have any word anytime soon.
Well, what route was he taking?
The High Pass, I assume.
Well, Sir Gawain, we would dearly like to help you. How far of a journey would you say it would be from here to the High Pass?
Can I roll my travel to guess that?
Sure.
All right. Not more than a couple days. 11.
It's roughly 90 miles south to the Old Ford, you know that, but it's easy going. Or you can take boats down the Great River if you choose. And it's west another some set of miles to the mountain, which is, of course, not a pleasant path, but you understand my worries, of course.
Oh, indeed.
I could perhaps give you some recompense. We have some family silverware we could offer if you were able to bring word of his or help him arrive safely with...
We wouldn't dream of depriving you of your silverware.
No, family heirlooms are incredibly important.
I mean, it's family silverware. It's not, that's the...
It's Agatha's family, so she will miss it.
Well.
In that case?
I believe it may be tainted with the shadow. Or perhaps that's just her.
Have you tried polishing it with chalk? It may just be tarnished.
Maybe water? Have you tried water?
What is this water of which you speak?
Well, of course we would be glad to head that way. I think we're heading down towards the Woodman strongholds anyway, maybe. So it's not that far out of our way if we do that. Does that work for you? We can go investigate your ghost thing down there after we check this out.
Yeah. I'm kind of open for the summer. I mean,
yeah.
I just kind of, you know.
You guys were going to attend the folk move, but really, I mean, that's ways off.
I thought that.
It's Midsummer's Day, so I mean, you've got time to.
Yeah, so we can bounce.
Yeah, we can head down there, save a small halfling, swing back up, head back down to the folk moot, whatever.
Okay.
Sure. Would you dare go as far as Rivendell, or do you have... Is that like a...
No, I would have...
Would you be welcome there, I guess? I don't know how to ask this delicately, but I know that there's like...
You people all look the
same. There's the elves that run around in the woods and shoot things with bows, and then there's the Ponzi elves. And is that, like, an issue? Is that okay, or is it, like, going to be a problem?
I'm going to chip in for our missing person right now and say that all of us are Ponzi, because that's what he would say.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just so he's here in spirit.
Okay.
No, of course not. My cousins would be glad to see me in Rivendell. I would enjoy visiting them. It has been years since I've seen them.
Then maybe we can take a boat down from the Old Ford.
Because,
what could go wrong in a boat?
Somebody should also bear news to them that the orcs are encouraging south, so that they should beware of their boundaries and perhaps maintain some greater vigilance.
Good point. All right. So, Innkeeper, I think we're agreed that we'd be happy to go look for your brother. We can go as far as Rivendell to see if we can find news of your brother. But I'm afraid we need to be back to Roskabel by Midsummer's Day. So if we, depending on how our travels go, if we find your brother and we could get him back to your inn in time, we will do so. Or we may have to take him down to Roskabel for the folk moot and then return him later in the summer. But
Which would not be a horrible thing for you, because you will be able to make lots of contacts in Roskabel.
Yeah. And even so, we'd probably be able to send word once we get back to the old fort.
Indeed.
All right. Anything else you want to do before setting up?
I will attempt to sing a comic song to entertain everyone.
Bring it.
15, great success.
All right. Much better singing than your pointy-eared friend.
The Elvish ones are really long, and they're in Elvish, so...
All right. All right, so everyone may give me a lore check to remember the best route for setting out. Now, since you have traveled along at least the path to the old ford before, you can invoke a free attribute bonus.
19.
I would also like to invoke my elven lore to remember the fastest path to travel from Mirkwood to Rivendell.
Okay.
I got a 25 with a great success.
You may choose any two of the following options. One, reduce the length of the journey by 1 day. Two, allow one character to automatically pass one fatigue test. Or three, reduce the target number of all travel rolls made by one character by 1 month.
And I may choose how many of those, you said?
Two.
Two?
Yep.
How many days is the trip?
You're guessing it would take you about a week to get to the high pass.
I choose the same option twice.
Sure.
So let's reduce the TN for each of us.
Okay. That is allowed. All right, so you set out. The going is easy as you march through grassy plains and the gentle countryside of the Bjorning.
Ah, bees!
All right, everyone, please give me a fatigue test, a travel check. All right.
10.
Freelance would normally require 12, but since you're reducing, 10 will get you there. Alright, so you reach the old fort without incident. The first few days of the journey are pleasant and easy. When you reach the old forest road, you know it is time to turn west towards the distant gray haze of the misty mountains.
Well, those mountains sure look misty. What are they called, Denethor?
Let me see if I remember. Apparently I don't.
You should come up with a name for them.
You know what? They're kind of mountainy and misty. Let's go with the Mountains of Mist.
That sounds good.
Excellent.
All right. You pass along the Great River. When you reach the old road, you turn right. The dwarf road of old crossed the river here, over a stone bridge of their making in times of old. In later years, the men of the North Kingdom made it greater to hasten the passage of their armies. The bridge is gone now, leaving a few stones worn smooth by the water, amongst which rests the fragments of a broken statue of a forgotten king. Until recently, the ford was a haunt of bandits and thieves who would demand payment from travelers and rob others, but now the Bjornings guard the ford. There's a small bridge, or a small village of farmsteads in the area. And it looks like there's a task of building a new bridge, but they're taking their time. It doesn't seem like they really know what they're doing. So that's the scene there. And I, if you're traveling on, would like another fatigue test, please.
Can we give them some pointers on bridge building before we go?
Yeah, sure.
Keystone. It won't stand up without a keystone, guys. Do you get it? It's like wedge-shaped. It's right at the top.
There's an arch thing. It works because stuff holds itself up.
Oh, sure. You guys are the architectural engineers of the great Woodman Cathedrals.
They
burned down a lot. Because we don't have a lot of
stone. They have lots of experience rebuilding them.
Yeah, we build them a lot because, you know, we heat with fire and the buildings are made out of wood and, you know. Travel?
Yes.
Lots and lots. Great success.
12.
That's enough. You, it's an easy... Ain't no thing. You're not even weary or nothing. The road becomes harder once you cross the river. You're starting to go up into the foothills and the mountains. The route passes through several marshy sections, and you can see that the road, such as it is supported by piled stones. In some places, though, the old road has succumbed to the bog, and you must follow a newer, more winding path that navigates around muddy pools and bogland. Sometimes you come upon lines of stones or walls that mark some ancient border long forgotten. The Bjornings keep the road in repair as best they can, but they cannot build as well as men once did.
So one night,
when you're at your camp, bedding down for the night, before you can react, you're approached by a ragged figure from out of the darkness, a battle-hardened old traveler with rotted teeth and a pockmarked face. He walks up to your camp. Without so much as a by your leave, he sits down at the fire, pulls off his old boots, and sticks his stinking rotten feet out, and begins to warm himself up.
Well, that's pretty forward, don't you think?
Hail, sir. What are you known by?
My name is Shanker, for those who call me anything.
And where do you hail from, Shanker?
I'm from everywhere. I'm a wanderer and a petty adventurer. Although, I would probably not put it in those words exactly in character. I am a wanderer and a seeker of...
truth.
Sure.
Justice.
Yes. He takes out a pipe and starts to fill it with weed. Yes.
Well, just go ahead and spark up there, Sparky.
Shanker.
You said that already. Were you not listening?
Give me an insight.
That would be an 8 with a... Actually, a 10 with a great success.
He just hangs out and warms himself by the fire for a bit and then puts on his boots and...
Well, I'll
Sorry, go ahead.
I assume I managed to snag a couple of squirrels or something that were roasting, so I'll offer to share food, because that's basic woodman hospitality.
Yeah.
And,
Or gopher river.
I would like to ask him about the roads, the trails in this area. Any strange things happening around here?
Give me a check of something. Why don't you give me an insight?
Okay.
Boar Slayer is uniquely oblivious.
Sure, let's go with awe, I guess. Okay. 13.
Hard roads these days. Goblins back in the High Pass, as you know. Well, you do know.
Indeed. We had heard there were orcs. We weren't aware that the their villainous little cousins were around as well.
Yes. Well, I suppose the pass will be closed before long. Anything that gets down through the hills intact will be a miracle.
Is there anything out there opposing the orcs and goblins right now?
Oh, no. Huh. I suppose there might be a ranger here and there, but... you know those folk. Good night to y'all. And he gets up and walks off.
All right. I spray a little Febreze around.
Everybody give me another travel check.
14.
13. Okay. After a long journey, starting to go up into the mountains now, it's a evening. You arrive at a region marked by ancient walls and ruined arches. Most of these walls fell long ago, and there's hardly more than two or three stones still piled on top of each other, but it's clear from the marks on the grounds and lines of an old path that a town once stood here.
Can I make a lore check to try and remember what town stood here?
Yes, you can.
18 with a great success.
You can guess that these are the ruins of some mannish town built earlier in the Third Age. These cities only lasted a brief span of years. The necromancer's reach grew long and tore them down, and the woodmen returned to the wild. The road leads to what must have been a wide square in the heart of the town. You can see there's a mountain brook nearby with water. Give me a hunting check.
Well, I was going to like, coming into this, I was going to say, you know, it's quiet, too quiet. And so I'm going to listen and take a careful look around. So I was thinking of using awareness instead of hunting.
Okay.
Gandalf.
Okay. You're not sure. You get an eerie feeling about the place. It is seem too quiet. But you're looking around, you can see the remains of different fire pits. So that other...
That are more recent.
Yeah. Okay. Other travelers have made camp here in the past.
Is Hound growling or have his hackles raised?
No.
Okay. Seems like a common waypoint for travelers to camp.
Nothing especially odd about the place. I mean, it was a town back in the Third Age where the men were overrun by the necromancer and the place was abandoned, but nothing especially historical happened here.
Well, I still get the heebie-jeebies from it, but it is getting dark, and I am getting hungry, and we have some fresh small rodent to toast on sticks again. Yeah.
All right.
So we'll make camp here.
Okay. It's your awareness.
Two. With a little bit of a bonus from the dog.
Oh, okay. What is your awareness?
Two.
All right. Say you're taking different shifts.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you the advantage since you're the one with the highest awareness to make a roll during the night.
Okay. Thank you, dog. 10 with a great success.
All right. Make me another roll.
Also awareness?
Yes.
Gandalf, great success.
You see a shadow lurking on the far side of the fire. It appears to be picking up on Denethor. You realize with the skirt when you're like looking around, like it was the sort of thing where something almost happened so gradually you didn't even notice it happening, and then mm-hmm. suddenly like it was there. And you're like, what the f-? And then you realize Bran, son of Gorm, is not in his bedroll.
Okay.
He is, and he has this shadow-like thing sneaking up on him.
I let out a cry of alarm. Is Hound reacting in any way?
Well, I'll say you made the awareness check together. So, actually, you re-rolled, and you got the Gandalf in the same roll. So, you didn't even notice it at all until he jumped up and started barking at the thing. All
right.
And then that brought your attention to it, which you wouldn't have noticed otherwise. Because
I might have been resting my eyes for just a minute.
Just a moment, yeah. Yep. That's what you do.
Denethor!
What?
Give me a valor test.
That's feet die plus valor?
Yes. Well, plus your...
Plus valor and dice.
Dice, yes.
Yeah.
14. All right, I'll give it to you. You wake up. Yeah, you see that thing I described. It's a thing of shadow. Looks to be also constructed out of the remains of a warrior with flesh hanging from rotted bone. It has a wicked spear with a barbed tip.
How far away is it?
Right on top of you.
Well, in that case, with a frantic cry, I will pull out my sword and attempt to stab the vile beast.
Okay. So let's move into combat. This should be interesting. Alright, I am going to say you guys...
Defensive?
Yes. There was a strange shadowy creature on top of me when I woke up. I'm very defensive right now. And I wasn't even drinking.
Is your parry 6 or less?
Parry is 5 with a shield of 1.
Okay. It will hit you with its spear as you're starting to scrabble away for 5 points of endurance. Not really hitting you, but just whacking it off your butt. So, no real damage, but endurance damage.
And I am now weary, or whatever it is, because my endurance is less than fatigue.
Okay. This is going well. Forward. Boar Slayer.
Charge right in like I do.
Okay.
Axe him to leave.
Give me a... You give me a lore check.
Lore?
Okay. You give me a lore check.
Couldn't have done this before I was buried. Actually, that... Never mind.
I'm going to... would Shadow Lore be applicable here?
Yes, it would.
I'm just going to tick the auto on that.
Okay. I'm giving you guys a gimme because the odds are kind of stacked against you right now.
He has a broom.
He has a ring of stones with a spider web inside. Oh, it's got a broom inside.
It has hair.
Idiots.
This is like a really bad game of Pictionary. It's a campfire, and someone's toasting a marshmallow over it on a stick, and then he keeps drawing brooms.
All right,
he has a torch.
That's all you fuckers are getting.
That might be a paintbrush.
That's all you fuckers are getting. Did you roll an attack?
Yeah, I was going to hit him with my axe.
Okay, that's it. Do it.
12.
All right. 10 of 4.
What happens? Does it pass through him? It? The shadowy thing?
More or less.
Okay.
Are the remains of our campfire nearby?
Yes.
Are there burning embers and such yet?
Yeah.
I will attempt to grab something resembling a still-burning torch or broomstick.
Okay.
And shove it into the shadowy creature.
All right. Give me a roll.
What do you want? Battle, athletics?
Let's say use your sword to attack. Your sword. Skill.
A delightful 8.
Okay. It shrieks at you. High and low. That's going to hit you. Yes. For 5.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
It is up to you guys.
When Denethor swung the flaming brand, did it seem to...
recoil? Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'll take a play from the same book then and grab a another burning log out of the fire and swing at it. So just dagger or sword skill. Dagger skill.
It's an improvised weapon, I guess.
12.
Okay. All right, Denethor.
I will attempt to swat at it with the flaming switch again.
Okay.
And 13.
Okay.
You staying defensive?
Yeah.
Okay. Another 5 for battering to you.
Okay.
And what would you like to do?
I'm going to wild attack.
Okay. Huh. That's right.
Once again with the brand.
Okay. Do you have intimidate? Or battle or awe? You
have battle. I have battle and a little bit of awe.
You might want to use the intimidate after.
Alright, I'm going to grab a second flaming brand out of the fire, so I have one in each hand.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a bow stick drill.
Okay. With them.
That old wolf biter showed me.
Alright, give me
battle.
Battle.
15.
Okay. That will succeed, so let me...
And just generally shouting at it to go away.
But you're thrusting the torches at it, not necessarily to smack it, but just definitely to wave your thing at it.
Leave me, ghost of Christmas past!
Okay. There's no way you would necessarily know that, but that's good. Denethor.
I'll move up into forward and try and flank the creature or try and come at it from the side as he's doing his thing.
Okay.
Gandalf.
Nice. You whap it. You make contact with the torch.
Okay.
Okay. So that's going to get a man, so it's going to swing at you. 15, so your parry is 9 or less, so that's going to be 5. And it's to you, gentlemen. You're both forward, so whoever would like to go first.
What condition is its spirit?
What do you mean?
Like, is it old and rotted like the creature itself, or is it in fairly decent shape?
Kind of, yeah. Both.
I was just thinking I could maybe use battle if I saw a weak point in an attempt to cut it in half or disarm it so that it stops hitting me with a spear.
Yeah, you could attempt that. You would have to make a cold shot with your sword.
And cold shot needs a great success?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
The odds are infinitesimal of that happening.
I actually might have a way to do that, so.
Okay. I will, I guess, just attempt to whack it with the sword and kind of move around a little bit so we're... Or whack it with the burning brand again. Okay. Attempt to kind of move around a little bit so it can't face both of us at once.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Okay.
I'm going to hurl one of my brands at it to distract it.
Okay.
So that's, I mean, I'm not making the check on it. And then I'm going to take my axe and try to hit it again. And okay. I'm actually going for the disarm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Which is a property of the bearded axe. So upon a great or ordinary success, in place of dealing damage, I can disarm an opponent.
Okay.
So that's 15 and extraordinary success.
All right. You snag the spear and it goes flying across the camp.
Thank you, Wolf Tongue. I remember my lessons. Wolf Tongue's there going, ah, boy, you gotta use the force to, you know, pull that spear away like that, you know.
Use the force.
All right, at this point, it flies away into the night, shrieking in frustration.
I'm going to examine the spear.
Okay.
I'm going to look around for a brand, some form.
Oh, yeah, him too.
I just assumed you were waving him at the enemy earlier when you said you were waving a flaming brand around.
Oh.
Give me searches.
Fifteen.
All right. I need your help. Coming from down by the riverbank. When you head down there, you find Brand is buried in the mud, and only his face is remaining above the surface. So he's buried in the clinging mud.
I push him the rest of the way under. No one will ever know.
I'll give you a point of shadow, but I'll bump your fellowship pool.
No, we will dig him out, of course.
Okay.
Or pull him.
Alright. Oh man, that sucked.
What happened?
I don't know, I just woke up in the mud.
Were you dreaming of anything?
Nope.
Okay. Is the spear a physical object?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna break it over my knee.
Okay.
And feed the pieces into the fire. Need more wood for this fire.
Alright.
Brand, second watch. Clean yourself up.
The rest of the evening passes uneventfully.
And do we recover endurance if we take a knee? Or
yeah, you can rest a couple hours and get your
heart plus two.
Yes.
Okay. Back.
And the rest of the evening passes on. All right. You wake up in the morning. Where do you go from here?
Onward! Yes. Into the mountains.
Do I remember any lore about creatures like that?
Sure.
Out of curiosity.
Give me a check.
Wild.
A white of some variety.
I guess onward.
Okay.
Maybe post a sign warning fellow travelers of the danger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. You pass through the ruins of the town, you enter the foothills of the
Don't move toward the white.
Don't go into the white. Alright. Why don't you all give me hunting rolls as you enter the foothills?
Something yummy. 12 great success.
11 great success.
You find what looks like goblin tracks on the path.
These are either goblin tracks or just small orcs.
These are clearly goblin tracks based on the fact that they have four toes instead of six. I don't...
Well, and they're not wearing hobnail boots.
They're wearing kids.
Yeah, they're in little Converse All-Stars, yeah. Children's sizes.
They've got ruse.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. The ruse of the Velcro.
The ruse of the pockets. Anyway. I don't know.
Okay. Yep.
Keep an eye out for blinking neon heels up ahead. God.
How many do there seem to be?
A lot.
A lot.
Yes. You hear a sound from up ahead around the curve.
What's it sound like?
Give me...
awareness?
Sure.
Great success.
I have a 12.
And a Sauron. That was the hound.
It sounds like something that's scared.
I'm going to attempt to stealth forward.
Okay.
And take a peek at what it is without revealing myself.
Okay. It looks like there's a pony that has obviously escaped its harness and is looking about in terror.
I will attempt to... Do I feel like this is a trap? Insight?
Give me an insight.
13.
Looks clear.
I will attempt to calm the pony.
Okay. Give me healing.
10.
Alright, you can get close enough to it. You can tell it has a goblin arrow sticking out of its hindquarters.
Denethor, what's going on up there? Attacked whoever owned this pony and probably ate him. Pony ran away because it's smarter than the owner.
Is it kicking you to death?
No, no, we're good.
Okay.
I'm gonna approach.
Can I tell how recently it was wounded?
Still bleeding.
So somewhere within the last hour or two, because it's been running around like an insane animal, which means you'd be constantly reopening the wound, so sometime within the last day.
Can I, just because I'm...
Woodsy?
Not woodsy, but a little bit of an animal sympathist, and I hate to see a pony suffer. And I remember, like, in the library at Roskabel, Radagast had some veterinary texts, so I'm going to shoot the pony.
No, I was waiting for it to go there.
No, I'm gonna try to. I just don't like to see it suffer, so I'm going to try to pull the arrow out and get it.
Okay.
Calm down. 19, great success.
All right, we can get that out.
Okay.
It doesn't look like it would have inflicted a permanent injury on the poor, terrified creature.
Yeah, but you're never going to get it to stand and kind of behave until it's not in distress from the pain.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we tell which way it came from?
Probably up the road.
Okay. Are there any, like, saddlebags or packs or stuff on the pony?
No.
Is there a bridle on it or a halter? Was it being ridden or being led?
Perhaps a collar with a name tag saying belongs to...
We're getting into technical details that I don't understand about pack animals. There are no identifying marks on it.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm saying is a bridle, like if it had a bridle and a saddle, it was being ridden. No. If it had a halter, it was being led by a rope. And that wouldn't have come off easily.
All right, then.
And if it had a brand saying this belongs to Dimitus Brandybuck, we have to follow where it came from.
I guess the second thing.
A halter? It was being led by a rope.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying it was like a teenage girl pony.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So it would have been like a pack animal.
I'm going to pull a bit of rope or string or whatever I've got out of my pack and improvise a halter.
Okay.
Or not a halter, but a lead rope, and bring him with us. Because, I mean, if the owner's all dead and killed, then we get a pony. And if we find the owner and he's living, then we can give him his pony back. But a pony's too valuable to just run around.
Technically in the high pass, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I turn to the pony.
Soft. I would really like to scream. Okay, Jack. I would really like to scout the goblins, but I am sure we're no match for them either way. Just because I feel like whoever they took may still be alive. And that's bothering me.
As we advance down the road, further up the pass, I guess I'm looking for tracks.
Okay.
To answer a couple of questions. One, is this the way the pony came from? So I do I see the pony's tracks? Do I see more goblin tracks or signs of a fight? And do I see tracks of the victim?
Okay.
So that's a bunch of things, but and they might not all happen at once, but let me give you a hunting check.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that would be an 11.
You can tell the pony came from there. And there are numerous goblin tracks going back and forth.
Okay.
I attempt to
just
14.
See? Why can't you be more like him?
What? It's hard to track and lead a pony.
You see up in the distance a couple of dark shapes on the sides of the trail.
Okay. I will advance cautiously towards them.
Okay. Looks like dead goblins.
Okay. Inspect the bodies. What killed them?
Okay. You give me an awareness.
All right.
Actually, both of you give me an awareness.
Sixteen.
12. Okay. You notice, like, he's looking at the bodies of the goblins. He's like, dead goblins. And you look up, and your path is kind of winding up. You notice, like, a little bit further ahead, there's a hill or a rise. And it looks like a glow from the top, like a fire.
Okay. Like a big fire? Like a signal fire? Or like a campfire?
Like a big bonfire.
Dathor. What?
It is getting to be night. Twilight, too.
Okay. Either someone's camping up there that isn't very cautious, or the goblins are fixing supper.
I see. I guess let's go investigate. Because why would you run towards the explosion?
Yeah.
Yes, let's hide stealthily and cautiously towards the campfire.
Okay. Give me stealth checks. Are you sneaking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I am so sneaky. 16.
Yourself a wink if you have that already.
I've got that one. Sauron and 10.
Okay. Clank, clank. Shut up, pony! We're supposed to be quiet! But in Elvish, so it's all suited.
Yes.
Yeah.
It isn't Denethor so much as the horse lets out with a thunderous fart.
As you're going up the switchback, you get a little closer, a voice says, Halt! Who goes there? Identify yourself!
This is in common?
Yes.
Sounds like man speech, not... Okay.
Yes.
I step out into the...
Strange western accent, but yeah.
Okay. Is it...
Who goes there? Sorry, I gotta channel my inner Applejack.
I'm known as the Boar Slayer, a woodman of Wilderland, and a man of peace.
I am Denethor Lightbow, of the Elves of Mirkwood, seeker of secrets and bane of all things dark and light.
Get your asses up here, boy! Hurry up! You ain't got much time! It's coming!
Okay.
Alright.
Come on, pony.
Come on, Hound.
Alright.
You
get to the top of the hill to find the bonfire is in the middle of a smallish ring fort.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Fort is too grand a term. This old fortification consists of a ring-shaped earthen bank around the hilltop. Once may have been a small settlement here, possibly a watch on the pass or a shepherd's cabin, but it's long since vanished, leaving only a few stones as traces. The earthen bank is still in moderately good condition and will give an advantage to defense. Taking a quick look around, there's only two easy approaches, the one you came up and one on the opposite side. There are some menfolk and a short person in the fort, and he hastily greets you and asks you to summarize quickly. What you're doing here and where you came from.
We come from
the Easterly Inn.
The Easterly Inn.
We're seeking a Dinidus brandy buck. Would that be you by chance, small sir?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm most grateful that you could come and stop in for tea. Yes, thank you. Very grateful indeed.
Pleasure.
Is this your pony?
It's one of our ponies.
He's having a panic attack. Okay. Is he traveling with this group?
Yes. Okay. They are beaten up pretty bad. The leader who is talking to you looks like you know, he's limping. There's a few other men-at-arms. And short version, we'll wrap up before going further.
Okay.
Because I think not only would this take us fairly long, but I think if we do get more people, this might be a good opportunity to introduce someone new. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Know what I mean?
But I will summarize. Dinodas and his traveling companions in the caravan were late leaving Bree. There are always delays when traveling, especially with a heavy load. They journeyed across the land towards the mountains without incident and climbed up the slopes to the high pass. As far as they knew, the mountains were still mostly free of goblins, so they did not hasten, but instead took the easiest route. Two nights ago, Ivgar, the sort of caravan leader and guide, spotted a goblin spying on them. Since then, they've been beset by goblin attacks. The worst came last night. They managed to beat the creatures back, but lost their ponies and most of their supplies and trade goods. Fearing they would not make it to safety if they stayed on the road, they headed to this easily defended ring fort to try to defend themselves better when the next onslaught came at nightfall.
Okay. It
should be any time now.
So, yes, we will stand and help defend them, and I will explain that, you know, having come from the east, we have not, like, the road seems to be clear right up until this point, so perhaps they're almost through it, if they can get through tonight.
Okay. We've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow?
Have heart.
Okay. So we will reconvene at the spots at the beginning of the onslaughts. Hopefully next time we will have Brand to support you, and possibly, like I said, if
X.
we do recruit, this would be a good spot to add a new person as a caravan.
Okay.
Sure.
Get ready.
This has been the Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Podcast. The One Ring and the Darkening of Mirkwood campaign are published by Cubicle 7 Games, which is not affiliated with or in any way endorses this podcast. If you'd like to find out any more about the One Ring, Cubicle 7, or any of the characters and players, go to www.chippewavalleygeek.com.
Everybody act like you have electricity for blood. Favorite patron requirement of Bjorn to get the major benefit. Characters must subsist only on a diet of cream and honey and have at least 3 valves. What a fucktard.
Okay. I'm a vegetarian and you gotta be too.
Sorry. People like that just chomp my girders.
The power of Grayskull.
The king's house. I'll have the pancakes in the Age of Enlightenment. Have you seen Swingers?
I feel like I have, but I don't remember it.
Guy's trying to be funny. He goes to Vegas. He's like, it says here you serve breakfast anytime. I'd like the pancakes in the Age of Enlightenment. And you know, the waitress is just like, and you? Anyway.
There's a brand on it. This pony belongs to
Dinidus
Brandybuck, who does not very much care for horses. Brand is this big.
Well, you've got your own brand you can put on it. You'll just hug it and say, this is mine! I put my brand on it!
I figured they're using a runic language, so realistically that would be like 4 runes, maybe. It wouldn't be that bad.
So hands off, you rustlers.
Or else. I'll get you, see if I don't.